Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Sergio Rios, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, March 27, 2024, with news, with sports, with music. And today, we'll be paying homage to arguably the most important tango lyricist of all times. My personal favorite and a legend in the history of this genre. I'm talking about poet Enrique Santos Discépolo. And why are we airing this piece today? Because today is the birth anniversary of this very important artist, who was born exactly on March 27, 1901, 123 years ago. We're talking about the writer of anthems such as Uno, such as Cafetín de Buenos Aires, such as Gira Gira, and especially Cambalache, thrift store. It's difficult to translate. Bazaar also is like a thrift shop where you can buy secondhand goods of any sort: a water heater, a piano, I know, a notebook, whatever you think of can be found in this Cambalache. And Discépolo compare the 20th century with its upside values to a thrift store where everything goes. There are no more values and the world is turned upside down in terms of morals. Discépolo paints a quite somber picture of the 20th century, and it was written in the 1930s. He hadn't witnessed yet World War II and all of the things that followed. But this anthem, this song, Cambalache, written by Discépolo, became his signature composition. But he wrote many, many other songs. So we'll be remembering him, we'll be sharing information about his life, and obviously everything is an excuse to share his music on the airwaves of RAE once again. Okay, folks, if you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are at the EXA. And remember that you can listen to our station both through the shortwaves of WRMI. This program is aired Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time on the frequency of 5850 kHz. I repeat, 5800 kHz. The English language program of RAE goes on the airwaves of WRMI. But we also stream live via our webpage, rae.com.ar, and also via our app, our free app for mobile devices, that you can download for free. It's available for devices using Android or Apple devices as well. Okay, get it and listen to RAE on your phone. All right, folks, we are ready now to get started with the show. These are the news. President Javier Milei defended his economic plan and announced further cuts in state employees. 6 Venezuelan opponents took refuge in the Argentine embassy in Caracas. Dengue outbreak in Argentina. Immunization experts call for a vaccination campaign. French President Emmanuel Macron visits Brazil and signs an agreement to protect the Amazon with his Brazilian counterpart Lula. Argentina to buy American-made warplanes from Denmark. Sports. Argentina's national football team beat Costa Rica 3-1 in LA. these are the news. President Javier Milei announced more layoffs in the state. He said this at the International Economic Forum of Latin America in a hotel in Buenos Aires City. In his speech, he defended the cuts in public spending his administration has been implementing since taking office last December. He highlighted that public works were completely halted and discretionary transfers of funds to the provinces were suspended as well. And he stressed, "We also fired 50,000 public workers, and now 70,000 contracts are going to fall." The president's comments were rejected by the Association of State Workers, the ATE, which brings together the federal government employees. The head of said union, Rodolfo Aguiar, anticipated a strike and told Mr. Milei on social media, "You are not going to be able to fire 70,000 workers as you would like." Meanwhile, sources in Casa Rosada quoted by the press have clarified that there will be no layoffs, but that the government has decided not to renew contracts that expire next March 31st. 6 Venezuelan opposition leaders took shelter in the Argentine embassy in Caracas, according to Casa Rosada. The identity of these leaders were not disclosed by the government. According to official information, the group was received on the basis of the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, and the government justified the decision in view of the deterioration of the institutional situation and the persecution of political figures in Venezuela. In a statement, President Milei's office also accused the Venezuelan government of cutting off the embassy's electricity supply for some hours on Monday. Meanwhile, controversy continues over the registration of candidates ahead of the presidential elections of next July. The opposition coalition PUD reported that it provisionally registered the candidacy of Edmundo González, and this comes after Corina Machado first and Corina Joris later failed to register their own bids. Both accused the government of Nicolás Maduro of obstructing their nominations. France's President Emmanuel Macron is visiting Brazil. Together with his local peer Lula da Silva, he launched a plan to invest in sustainable economic projects in the Amazon. The leaders signed the agreement in Belém, the northern city in Brazil, where the COP30 climate change summit will be held next year. The plan reportedly aims to raise 1 billion euros of public and private investment over the next 4 years. And these funds, sources said, will go to bioeconomy projects in the Brazilian and French Guianese Amazon, in which indigenous communities will be involved in the decision-making process. The dengue outbreak continues to hit most of Argentina, with more than 100 deaths and 150,000 infections recorded during the summer. In this context, an independent group of experts recommended that the government launches a vaccination campaign. This is what the National Commission on Immunization, the CONAIN, advised in a report. According to this body, vulnerable groups should be inoculated against the virus transmitted by the Aedes aegypti mosquito. The news comes shortly after health ministers from all over the country stated that the effectiveness of the vaccine is not yet fully known. This was agreed by the participants of the Federal Health Council that met this week in Buenos Aires. "We recommend moving forward with vaccination, but now the government has to decide how to implement that." These were the words of Angela Gentile, the head of CONAIN, in an interview with newspaper Clarín. Argentina will buy warplanes from Denmark thanks to an agreement between the two countries' defense ministers. Luis Petri and Troels Lund Poulsen signed a letter of commitment in Buenos Aires to purchase 24 F-16s for a total sum of $700 million. The aircraft belongs to the US, but are in the hands of the Nordic nation, and the White House has already given the go-ahead for this transaction. The F-16s will reinforce the Argentine Air Force fleet, which have already received offers from China and India. And now, sports. Argentina's national team successfully ended its tour of the United States with a 3-1 win over Costa Rica in Los Angeles. Last Friday, they had beaten El Salvador 3-0 in Philadelphia. The world champions, playing without their captain Leo Messi, managed to turn around a 1-0 partial loss last night. The Albiceleste's goals were scored by Angel Di Maria from a free kick, Alexis McAllister with a header, and then Lautaro Martinez III. And the latter thus broke a drought in the national team jersey that had lasted since before the World Cup in Qatar. Argentina's next big commitment will be in the US too, the Copa America, where they will share a group with Canada, Chile and Peru. Coach Lionel Scaloni's side will be looking to defend the title they won in Brazil back in 2021. And these were the news on RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents Cambalache, to the poet and composer Enrique Santos Discepolo.
El mundo fue y será una porquería, ya lo sé, en el 510 y en el 2000 también, que siempre ha habido chorros, maquiavelos y estas...
Poet, composer, actor and dramatist Enrique Santos Discepolo composed immensely popular tangos ingrained in Argentine idiosyncrasy.
No hay quien lo niegue, vivimos revolcados en un merengue y en el mismo lodo.
Discepolín, as he was called, was born in Buenos Aires in 1901, in a family in which art was also a member. Enrique Santos Discepolo was born to an Italian immigrant musician who died quite young, leaving Enrique and his brother Armando fatherless. It was his brother Armando, who later became a renowned dramatist, who took care of him and influenced him strongly. As a matter of fact, it is in the theater that Enrique Santos gave his first step. He was 16 when he made his debut as an actor and 17 when he wrote his first word pieces. Out of a total of 12 pieces written until 1949, only 4 musical plays are still remembered. And although he was a renowned dramatist and actor, his popularity would reach thanks to the lyrics and music of the tangos he wrote, which became distinguished features of the Argentine popular culture. And by the words of historian and musical critic Sergio Pujol,
su idea de la consagración artística no pasaba por el tango.
For Discepolo, the idea of artistic consecration was not linked to tango. Until in 1925, during a theatrical tour, it dawned on him to write a tango with his friend José Vázquez, but not a tango to consecrate himself as the writer, but one for a theater play. We talk of Bizcochito, Little Biscuit. A year later, Discepolo gave one more step into the direction of tango. He presented in Montevideo, in the voice of Mecha Delgado, the tango Qué Bachache, What Can We Do? His second tango that bore a special characteristic. He himself wrote both the music and the lyrics. Remarkable and thrilling, Qué Bachache was premiered in a theater in Montevideo and booed by the audience. That experience, plus the In Our Debt and Bizcochito, written shortly before, appeared to be a very bad beginning for the Scepolo's authorship of tangos. Or at least, that is what he believed. Yet, his luck changed in 1928 when singer Azucena Maizani, at a cabaret, sang Esta noche me emborracho, I'll get drunk tonight. Days after the premiere, the tango verses were recited all over the country, and the Argentine musicians who were touring Europe at that moment had to include it in their repertoires. That was the birth of the Scepolo in the tango scene.
Descangallada, la vi esta madrugada salir del cabaret. Flaca dos cuartas de cogote y una percha en el escote bajo la nuez. Chueca vestida de pebeta, teñida y coqueteando su desnudez. Parecía un gallo desplumado, luz sin barco padrear, su cuero picotea. Yo que sé, cuando no aguanto más, al verla así rajé para no llorar. Y pensar que hace 10 años fue mi locura. Y llegué hasta la traición por su hermosura. Esto que es un cascar fue la dulce metedura donde yo perdí el honor. Me chiflao por su belleza, le quité el pan a la vieja, me hice ruin y pechador. Me quedé sin un amigo, que viví en mala fe. Y me tuvo de rodillas sin moral hecho un mendigo cuando se fue.
As from that moment, Enrique Santos Discepolo's tangos were premiered in theater houses and recorded by the most famous singers of the time. And although it was not usual that the composer and the lyricist were the same person, Discepolo did both things, although the music final touch was given by San Fran musician. This capacity, says expert Pujol, allowed Discepolo to work on every tango as a single perfect unit of music and lyrics.
Chorra, me robaste hasta el amor.
The Scepolin's musical production includes some more than 40 works, among tangos, waltzes, and milongas. All of them depict the bitterness, disillusion, the lack of moral values, and the abuse of good faith. For Sergio Pujol, author of the Scepolo's biography, the most creative stage of the Scepolin went from 1928 to 1935, during which he wrote Esta noche me emborracho, I'll get drunk tonight, Chorra, Thief, Confession, Cambalache, and Gira, Gira. The famous Carlos Gardel, who passed away in 1935, recorded practically all of the first tangos produced by Discepolo. And Gardel's version of Gira Gira recorded by him in 1930, can be found among the great moments of the Argentine music. The recording, moreover, includes in the introduction a dialogue between Discepolo himself and Gardel, during which the author explains the interpreter the meaning of his own words.
Enrique, ¿cómo te va?
Bien, ¿y a ti?
Decime, Enrique, ¿qué has querido hacer con el tango Gira Gira?
¿Con Gira Gira?
Eso es.
Una canción de soledad y desesperanza.
Hombre, así que he comprendido yo.
Por eso es que lo cantas de una manera admirable.
Pero el personaje es un hombre bueno, ¿verdad?
Sí. Es un hombre que ha vivido la bella esperanza de la fraternidad durante 40 años. Y de pronto, un día, a los 40 años, se desayuna con que los hombres son una fiera.
Pero dice cosas amargas.
Carlos, no pretenderás que diga cosas divertidas un hombre que ha esperado 40 años para desayunarse.
¡Pum!
Suerte que frena, fallando y fallando, el largue para. Cuando estés bien en la vía, sin rumbo desesperado. Cuando no tengas ni fe, ni yerba de ayer, secándose al sol. Cuando rajes los tamangos, buscando ese mango que te haga morfar. La indiferencia del mundo, que es sordo y es mudo, recién sentirás. Verás que todo es mentira, verás que nada es amor, y al mundo nada le importa. Gira, gira, aunque te quiebre la vida, aunque te muerda un dolor, no esperes nunca una ayuda, ni una mano, ni un favor. Cuando estén secas las filas de todos los timbres que vos apretás, buscando un pecho foraterno para morir abrazado. Cuando te dejen tirado, después de cinchar lo mismo que a mí. Cuando manches que a tu lado se prueba la ropa que vas a dejar. Te acordarás de este otario que un día cansado se puso a ladrar. Verás que todo es mentira, verás que nada es amor, que al mundo nada le importa. Gira, gira, aunque te quiebre la vida, aunque te muerda un dolor, no esperes nunca una ayuda, ni una mano, ni un favor.
In 1934, Discepolo presented Cambalache, his most popular tango. The verses, regularly quoted by the Argentine people till today, were written for a film by director Luis César Amadori. Pujol tells us about the exceptional feature of this tango.
Lo más notable de Cambalache es que el protagonista del tango es el siglo XX.
The most remarkable feature of Cambalache is that the tango main star is the 20th century itself. It was written in 1934. It was before the Spanish Civil War, the Chinese-Japanese War, the Second World War, with its corollary in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. He talks of the century with a certain retrospective point of view, making a balance of it, when only one third had just gone by. It is a tango deprived of the usual milonguitas, malevos, or typical neighborhoods. It is weird that a tango considered the best of its kind is so untypical of the city life.
Sea un tango tan poco porteño.
Thank you. mundo fue y será una porquería, ya lo sé.
A cambalache in several Latin American countries is a sort of commercial store where all sorts of objects, new and second-hand, are sold and traded. There is room for anything, good and bad. And in Discepolo's lyrics, the cambalache is the 20th century itself, and the tango lyrics in themselves. So it says, expert Sergio Pujol.
Pero de cualquier manera, es una marcha que tiene, digamos, un
cambalache is a real finding in the language, in the way in which Discepolo has, in a cambalache, achieves a certain equivalence between the surface and the deep meaning of words. Discepolo overlaps characters who were public figures of the time, such as boxer Primo Carnera and the famous French swindler Stavisky. That's to say, Discepolo takes these elements that were on the first page of the papers, combines them, overlaps them with famous heroic figures such as San Martin or a saint like Don Bosco, turning the lyrics into a real cambalache.
Y él hace de la letra un verdadero cambalache.
Todo es igual, nada es mejor, lo mismo un burro que un gran profesor.
The first version of cambalache was registered by singer Ernesto Fama, accompanied by Francisco Lomuto. Yet, the most successful and everlasting version was interpreted by Julio Sosa in 1955, which we will hear now.
And with this, we come to the end of this little homage to Enrique Santos Discepolin, the lyricist, on the 123rd anniversary of his birth, which is marked today, March 27. We had the chance to enjoy some of his biggest pieces, especially this one that was in the background, Cambalache, thrift store that I mentioned before.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, let's go over the headlines again before signing off. President Javier Milei defended his economic plan and announced further cuts in state staff. Six Venezuelan opposition figures are sheltering in the Argentine embassy in Caracas. Dengue outbreak in Argentina, immunization experts call for a vaccination campaign. French President Emmanuel Macron visits Brazil and signs an agreement to protect the Amazon with local peer Lula. Argentina to buy American-made warplanes from Denmark. Sports: Argentina's national football team beat Costa Rica 3-1 in Los Angeles. And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio. The sound technician was Sergio Ríos and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farías. This program is Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. on 5850 kilohertz. Now we are going into a recess because of Easter. And because of the Malvinas War Veteran Days, next Monday and Tuesday, there will be no transmission from RAE during these days, so we'll be resuming our regular broadcasts on Wednesday, April the 3rd. That's a week from now. Happy Easter, thank you very much for listening, and let's meet again in a week. Ciao.